Blog Talk Radio.
I will just test the microphones. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Darren. Talk, Darren.
369. The goose drank wine. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Test. If you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, head over to metalinjection.net/livecast for the much better sounding version of this podcast.
Please
stop playing that.
That was the same thing in Russian for our Russian listeners.
Yes, all right.
This week's Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by the new record from Incite, Up in Hell, featuring Richie Cavalera. It's Max Cavalera's son's new band. And their new album, Up in Hell, is out this Tuesday, September 2nd, on Minus Head Records. Check it out.
Go! This is Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Joan Rivers is almost dead. Good. I'll never forget that time she criticized my tux on the red carpet of the Animatronic Radio Host Awards. Burn in hell, you plastic cunt.
Oh.
Here's the show.
Maybe literally she has a plastic cunt. Is that
possible? Yeah, I don't know. Joan Rivers almost dead by her own volition, it seems.
What do you mean?
Well, like, she was having vocal cord surgery.
By her own volition, though.
She chose to die?
Well, I'm saying she didn't have, like... Was it the procedure?
It wasn't cosmetic. It was just like a standard like checkup or something.
No, it was surgery
on her vocal cords. Don't you like shave your vocal cords? Isn't that like a cosmetic?
I don't know.
You're saying Joan Rivers. I thought you meant she. Well, you said her own volition, meaning I thought like she wanted to go into a coma.
Yeah, you don't know.
She might be. In
But what you're saying is she had unnecessary surgery.
Yes.
She did tweet before the surgery that, you know, she could go at any time because she's 81 years old.
Well, listen.
So maybe Rob is onto something.
So you're saying she was aware she might die. But that she could, you know, die walking on the street, keel over.
True.
I like Joan Rivers.
I love Joan Rivers.
Not as much.
I do as well. I mean, like...
I like her old act.
I respect the Joan Rivers. She is not a no good motherfucker.
Yeah.
I love her 70s and 80s stuff. Like when she would host the Tonight Show. If you ever go on YouTube and watch those clips, those are great. Like she's just like Don Rickles, like a female Don Rickles, like right on top
of her
game.
She's still like that. She was at the Howard Stern birthday bash
earlier
this year, roasting Stern, and as offensive as ever. She's pretty quick-witted for an 81-year-old broad.
Oh, yeah, you saw her in person.
No, I never saw
her. You were there.
No, I wasn't at this Howard Stern. That was the day after they let me go from school. And so it was like this sense of resentment that I had.
Yeah, you mentioned.
Of like, there's no budget to like pay the metal DJs. But they have the budget to fucking throw this massive party at the Hammerstein Ballroom with all these celebrities who they had to fly in. And now I know why there's no budget. They spent it all on this birthday event. Well, again, no disrespect to Howard Stern. Obviously, he's not thinking like, if I do this bash, will like half the staff at Sirius be fired? But my own little.
You should go on Opie and complain about Howard Stern because they hate him.
Is it the Opie and Jim Show now?
Whatever.
It's the Opie and Jim Show, but it's still the Opie and Anthony channel. They haven't changed it yet.
Did someone just forget? Like how?
No.
Was that?
Well, in October,
it took forever for them to change it to the Opie and Anthony channel.
Yeah, it used to be the virus, but in October. Opie's contract is up for renegotiation, so who knows?
Who knows? Rob? Maybe the Rob and Jim show.
Yeah.
Who knows if Opie will agree to continue to make millions of dollars. No, I'm going to walk away from this $1 million contract because you fired my friend. Like, come on, let's be serious here. He has bills to pay.
Yeah, fuck Anthony. Anthony Cumia.
Oh.
I never knew his name was Cumia.
I thought it was Kumina. Oh, I thought there was Kumia. An N in there.
Well, it has cum in it.
I never realized that until you just said it. I wonder
That's
if
because
they ever
you don't see him sexually at all. You never consider
anything.
Oh, my
God,
anything.
Of course not.
What, I do?
<That's> well.
Well, he probably doesn't like Asians. You know that in common.
Wait,
he doesn't like black women, so maybe he's racist against other...
Yeah, I think he's...
Noah's not racist against all Asians.
I know.
Noah's only racist against the Asians that take the N train and clip their toenails on
those
the train.
Yeah.
Those specific sects of Asians.
The Chinese people.
The ones that bring bed bugs onto the N train.
They don't mind eating their food.
I do not eat their food.
You don't? You don't order Chinese food?
Not really. I haven't had food from, like, a McDonald's or, like, Chinese food. Like, any, like, dirty food restaurant.
Fast food, you mean? I actually just had Wendy's the other night for the first time in a few years.
Wendy's is...
How did your body feel after?
My body...
That's what you eat.
Well, I had a quarter pound burger, cheeseburger, and then a 6-piece nuggets. The nuggets, I don't know what's in them.
I know.
But
why do you put that
in
your body?
It's the breading.
So good. Why do
they, you know, like they create that in a laboratory so that it satisfies
your entire palate
eating it.
Yes.
But it's not real food.
I'm fully aware of all of this. All of these facts that you tell me are the reasons why I avoid these sort of fast food establishments.
Yes, but it tastes so good.
However, every now and then, it's like I want to, like, put away all of these... intelligent thoughts that these intelligent restrictions that I have set upon myself and get really baked and go watch Guardians of the Galaxies with a Wendy's induced food coma. And that's exactly what I did. And it was great until I started nodding off in the second half of Guardians of the Galaxy because not only did I have
Wendy's.
Your
body was so tired from trying to break down the processed food.
Hold on. Not only did I have Wendy's. I got a small popcorn.
No nachos? Just
how could you not? No, I was already so full from the Wendy's. I did not need...
Did you get some cheese to dip your popcorn into? That's what I like to
do. No, but I put a healthy amount of butter.
No, well, hold on. You're talking about don't put Wendy's into your body and you're eating that nasty...
But she will eat that fucking... cheese spelled C-H-E-E-Z.
That fucking toe cheese,
so
that liquefied toe cheese.
It's
they give
so good, that liquefied so good. Nitrates.
Look, I go to a movie like once in a blue moon, so it's like I'll have it like once every 5 years.
That fucking popcorn with the artificial butter flavored grease on it.
I won't eat McDonald's, but I did eat McDonald's earlier this year.
What did you eat?
I got a chicken sandwich. I won't eat a burger at McDonald's after that book.
It's the same thing.
Was
though.
It a Fast Food Nation? Was that
Fast
the book?
Food Nation?
It
the
ruined
shit in the meat.
Ruined specifically McDonald's for me. Like all I try not to eat fast food. The only fast food where it's totally okay is Popeyes for me.
Yeah,
that's Popeyes amazing.
Well, one thing backtracking to Wendy's, I feel that Wendy's at least is. I feel like Wendy's is the least.
Yeah.
Gross of the
it's
burger chain.
And I have to say, like, they're the okay, like the burger that I got, I had an actual piece of tomato in the burger. Like I could taste the tomato. It was a thick,
so just because they put a tomato it makes
just
it okay.
Just because they use fresh ingredients. Yes. I associate of all the shitty fast food places, Wendy's is the freshest.
I concur. I feel that Wendy's not that it's good for you. It's still
it's not
horrible.
Good. It's definitely a cheat meal.
But they use fresh ingredients to make their shitty food.
Oh, and I'm sorry. It's unfair for me to say that Popeyes is doing one because I regularly have White Castle.
White Castle I have avoided for a long time. I have nothing, but it's so I always have to fight myself.
It's so good, and it's within walking distance of my house. That's another one where I'm like, all right.
I didn't know there was one over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, I want to really be mean to my body tonight. What? How can I be an asshole to my body?
That's beyond that's like, to me, when you're being mean to your girlfriend or something, it's like you don't talk to her or you slam the door on her. That's like abusing your wife with a stick. That's what you're doing to your body. You're like you're a domestic abuser. When you put White Castle in your body.
It's so good.
It's so disgusting. Lee, great.
Well, according to Fox News Magazine, Wendy's doesn't serve pink slime.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Their chicken tenders are like actual chicken.
But I don't
know. Pink slime is beef. It's like byproducts that they put in.
I think that's overrated anyway.
Oh, I thought pink slime was how they make the chicken nuggets.
Pink slime is just a health scare anyway. I don't think there's anything really wrong with pink slime.
Like, well, I'm sure it's not the healthiest thing for
you. Well, all right. It's in shitty food. It's not like they're poisoning you. It's just a naturally occurring byproduct, I thought.
Isn't it like the hoofs and eyeballs?
No, it's not. I'm sure maybe that stuff
is in
there.
What's wrong with a little hoof?
A little hoof.
Hundreds of years people have eating hooves.
Yeah. We have someone discussing hooves on here, on this clip here.
Oh, God. I listened back, and it was like every time you played that.
You cringed?
Like my heart jumped because I just wasn't expecting it, and it hurt.
Aw.
I'm sorry.
It did make
me
chuckle.
Oh,
the worship doesn't even home for me. It doesn't matter today.
That was a really good segment from last week.
Oh, and I guess today's my birthday episode because my birthday is this Tuesday. This
oh,
is the
yeah.
least excited, the least anticipating or anticipatory, I don't know, that I've been of my birthday. Like,
why?
I don't care at all.
How old are you turning?
31.
I noticed that we did not have a birthday dinner. I just thought I wasn't invited.
Oh, well, I was thinking about celebrating next weekend. I like celebrating after my birthday, not before.
I thought maybe you all got together without me and my girlfriend.
If there was a dinner involved, Darren, you'd be one of the first people I invite.
I don't know if I should be flattered or insulted by that. Yeah, you fat bastard, we're going out to eat.
Well, I know how much you like to eat, you fatty.
You fat fuck.
That's not what it would be like at all.
I know.
I was thinking about doing something on Saturday. I just don't, it's just kind of meaningless to me in a sense. And
hey, Rob, you're getting old.
And because I'm getting old, it's kind of like, I don't want to celebrate.
Yeah.
It's not a cause for celebration.
You just don't
want
to go out. You just don't
want to. Yeah. Ultimately, I just want to stay home. Yeah.
That's, my girlfriend loves getting older. It's
you just nailed it.
The weirdest thing.
I guess we get out. She's going to be here later.
Getting her nails done. Oh, actually, she told me she canceled the nail appointment for some reason. So hope everything's okay.
Let's see.
Nails are very important.
Oh. Well, all right, let's talk about some of the stories in heavy metal this week, which aren't exactly metal-related. The most absurd story of the week, speaking of the Cavaleras, is Gloria Cavalera, who is Max Cavalera's wife. And if you don't know who Max Cavalera is and you're listening to the show, I mean, all right, fine. He's the former frontman of Sepultura and currently is in Soulfly and the Cavalera Conspiracy and Kill or Be Killed. And his wife has a blog now, because who doesn't have a blog? And
who are you?
Wait, she has a blog now or she had a blog from like 2001?
No. This is a recent blog post.
Oh.
So she's been blogging the last few months, and last week, or a few days ago, she wrote about September 11th, about a weird call that she got on September 11th, and there's so much gold to squeeze out of this lemon. There's so much lemon juice in this lemon right
here.
What
do you mean, she's a nitwit. Why?
No,
you...
stop. Hold on. I want to start this by saying that I've met Gloria Cavalera in passing. It's not like we're friends. She's a lovely woman. She's a wonderful wife and clearly a great manager for husband. Come on. But I mean, this post is a little. It's not. I'm not not believing her here, but leaves a lot of questions. Over.
Really, she's converting you to a truther.
No. That's I just mean like, okay, I'm not saying this didn't happen, but hey, why don't? So she
I'm
basically
it
said.
Didn't happen.
She basically said we don't have to read it, but I do
why
want to
not?
Read certain passages of it because okay. It's like her writing style. Is
Can
a little
you read
silly.
It in her voice?
I don't know. I don't really remember what her voice.
She
and
writes
it would be
like
kind
a,
of insulting to do that. I don't want to. I want to make it clear that my aim is not to insult. Gloria Cavallera, the person, because
sure.
She's a lovely person.
Sure, we can do
Did
that.
Did you ever meet her?
Yeah, I just said I met her.
Sorry.
Pay attention. Yeah, no,
this
I have met her.
To me all the time. I'm so sorry. That's why whenever I listen back, it's like, oh, wow, I totally missed that when it happened.
Well, you're doing
Well, you're producing the show. That you have an excuse.
Rob has no excuse.
So she starts it out going, good morning, my students.
People, yeah, she's like a school mom.
People of the tribe. People of the world.
Can you all right? Pause. What is the tribe?
Well, like the Soulfly tribe. That's like the like their name for like Slipknot have maggots. Metal Injection has junkies.
Like Hulkamaniacs.
Yeah, like they're the Slipknot the Soulfly tribe.
I was just talking about Jews for a second.
So this is my favorite of her writing devices. She goes, "Did you know that a terrorist called me on the early morning of 9/11?" 2 hours before the attack on the World Trade Center?
Yes, I did know.
No, you didn't. Oh, you did, Dan.
I did.
Most people did. It's just like, of course we did it, because you're just telling us right now. Did you know that yours truly is in possession of a voicemail message from 9/11 that is equivalent to the Zap Gruder tape? Of
the
Zap,
did she write Zap Gruder?
Yes.
Really? Not, it's
what
not,
is that?
It's Zapruder. But it's the guy that...
she wrote Zapruder, like Magruder Grind.
Maybe Zapruder is something... Wait, all right. The Zapruder film is when JFK got shot. Mm-hmm. Was there, like some guy was just on vacation in Dallas, happened to be there.
Oh,
and
just videotaping?
Had a camera.
At an alternate angle.
And he got a perfect shot of him getting his head blown off. And that's from that movie, Back and to the Left. Remember when he played it like 8 times? That's the Zapruder film. The Zapruder film.
So, no, you didn't. Why? Because the FBI, 9/11 Commission, Washington Post, CNN, and everyone else, control of our information, decided to bury it.
Oh. They buried her information?
Yeah, they're not releasing this audio. They refused. She says...
But she said she was in possession
of it. Yeah, how do
it?
They have it if she has it.
Oh, well, like she says she contacted the FBI later on it.
They're not burying it. Put it on SoundCloud. They're not burying it.
Well, yeah, I don't understand why she
There's
didn't
There's a hole in her story.
She says she has a CD with the voicemail message.
CD.
So I don't understand why.
Give her the program.
This was 2011.
Your husband's in a band, you dumb fucking...
Let's not insult the person. Let's separate the person from the
All
story.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll try. Well, Rob's not saying that, because everyone thinks Rob's rapping when I'm rapping, so I just
want
to say...
I want to clarify, this is what my voice sounds like. Yeah. Darren...
I sound like this.
That's what Darren sounds like.
No, Rob loves the both of them, and I like Max Cavalera. I've never met his lovely wife, but this is very insane. Go ahead.
So, she goes, I wake up early, before 6 a.m. every day, but on September 11th of 2001... It was a morning I could never forget. I went into my office and I saw the light blinking on the caller ID. Strange for a call to come in the middle of the night, but I could see that a couple did. A pizza place in New Jersey. Weird.
Mm. Why a pizza place?
That's where the call was coming from. That's the caller ID.
It was from Jerusalem 4.
In Jersey City.
Jerusalem 9/11.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I went outside, grabbed the newspaper, noticing Michael Jordan's face in the corner. Why do we need to know this? It was an article about a press conference scheduled for that day. Going back in the house, the phone rang in the kitchen. It was my mother calling bright and early. Turn on CNN, Gloria. CNN
calling plug. Brighton?
Calling bright and early.
She's calling your mother's house.
She says, turn it on. Click. She hung up. The shock filled me as I saw the tower in flames, the smoke billowing.
By the way, Jordan, Arab country. Go ahead. Michael Jordan.
Running through the house. I woke everybody up and went to the TV. Before our eyes, a second plane struck the second tower.
Well, she knew all this was going to happen.
A few hours later, I went in the office and finally checked her messages. I guess she was a scary, creepy message slithered in my ear.
Well, hold on. All right. It slithered in her ear?
She's being dramatic.
I don't know. I mean, isn't that like something physical things do?
Well, yes. WTF. This can't be. The caller was a slow, rehearsed message of unbelievable proportions. Although I didn't realize it at the time, it told a three-part story of a wicked betrayal of the American people's trust.
Yeah. Well, didn't she have... She said she had it before the 9/11, didn't she?
She's the morning of before anything happened.
Right.
So she goes, it told the past, present, and future of our world. A prophecy with a chilling message is there, taking residence in my voicemail. I went to a payphone at the Safeway near my house. I don't understand why she decided to go to the payphone and not call from her house.
She was very scared that they would trace it.
Yeah, and dialed the FBI hotline number that was on CNN.
She's very specific with Safeway and the Michael Jordan poster.
And CNN.
Yeah.
So this is all
question.
Just a giant product placement. Yes, go ahead.
Why now is she telling the story? Why?
Well,
like, did
she
just
went? She gets it.
She will reveal all, Noah.
Wow. There's an answer to every question, isn't there?
Yes.
Almost.
Well, if you were a good student, like she said, you would
understand.
You're
a good member of the tribe. Yeah. So then the woman on the line told her to preserve everything about the call and that somebody would come by to check it out. I persevered. I waited. I called.
Then I waited some more and called again.
Many things happened on my end as I tried to get the information to someone.
I took my Thorazine.
I recorded the call and put it on a CD. Then I did what any good manager would do. I asked our booking agent to book a tour for Soulfly to New York City and to New Jersey.
Really?
This gave birth to the Static X Soulfly tour in 2002.
Really? Her whacked out call that she got from somebody pranking her.
So she's like, I have to get to New York. Well, I'm not going to pay to go to New York. I know. We'll work our way up to New York.
Doesn't she live in New Jersey, though?
Does she?
No, she lives in Arizona.
Oh.
This was in Arizona. She thinks she got a call from New Jersey.
Oh, they don't have Safeways in Jersey, Noah. You're not
a
good tribe member.
What's
a Safeway? Like a supermarket.
Okay, so it's like a... Okay, got it.
I thought it was a car service.
Okay, then she starts with the questions again. My students, did I also mention the call came in at 6:30 a.m. Eastern from 30 miles outside of Newark Airport? No, you didn't. Did I mention that I uncovered a payphone company that was related to the call? Did I tell you the message is one and a half minutes long and the caller called twice? Did I mention I took a policeman with me as I visited each of the locations connected with the call? Did I tell you that I met with terrorist task forces in New York City? Did I also mention that the policeman had called me a couple of months later and told me that one of the places we visited was the apartment of one of the hijackers of Flight 93?
Yeah.
I still find it unbelievable, and I know I know that you must too.
Yes.
She knows you find it unbelievable.
Wow, she knows everything.
It's not our usual class, but I told you I had a few surprises.
What is her usual class? What she bought at the Safeway? What is her usual?
Well, the last post was about, like, it just showed a rough demo of the Sepultura track, Roots. But anyway.
The name of this band, Soulfly, came from me predicting souls would fly out of the 9/11.
Did I tell you
plane.
Souls fly out of the 9/11?
Souls flew out of the window as they plummeted to their death.
And what's even worse, she asks. Part 3, the prediction and future visions mentioned in the call. Many deaths for many years. A huge debt for America. Someone talking with a crooked jaw. Social Security being cut. How did the caller know? Why, simply put, he listened outside the apartment.
By the way, I just want to say I'm glad you're only reading excerpts of this because
this is the whole thing.
I know. It was a joke.
This is my life. Anyone interested now? Class dismissed.
This was my life. Class dismissed. So this is what I didn't want to interrupt you, but she said that she had a call before 9/11 happened. Then she starts telling the story, and it sounded to me, well, I mean, it was insane. Maybe I missed something, but she sounded like she said she saw the planes hit, and then she went to her phone and she got a voicemail. Then
here's what she was saying. She was saying she woke up early.
Yes.
Saw that there was a weird voicemail from Jersey on her phone.
Oh, so she had it already.
It was already on the phone. She didn't listen to it because her mother called her. Turn on CNN. Okay. And then so she was watching CNN, and then she's like, wow, that's crazy.
I'm going to go on a limb and say maybe she confused the timeline, like maybe by 20 minutes, and someone pranked her after the planes hit. Is that possible?
But how did they know that there would be great deaths and Social Security would be cut?
Because a plane just exploded on the TV. Someone pranked her and said, hey, there will be great deaths from this explosion. And she just confused it and said that. Either that or she made the whole fucking thing up.
Well, I feel like, why would she make the whole thing up?
Attention.
For a, you know, hits on her blog post.
Yes. Mm. And to teach people something. Did she say, well, does she do anything besides, like, be the wife of a...
No, she manages Max Cavalera.
Does she really do anything? Like,
yeah, she's his manager.
Sometimes that's just, like, a name.
She's
already,
like the Sharon to his Ozzy. Yeah.
Well, no, Sharon didn't really do anything.
Now she doesn't. But
she's
at the
with her talk shows.
Well, now, yeah, now she's her own celebrity. But before, yeah, you know, like, she managed his career. No,
okay, all right, fair enough.
She's definitely very involved in Max's career, but it reminded me of, do you remember that Oprah Winfrey interview with Whitney Houston where Oprah was asking her about like her crack use, and Whitney Houston was like, show me the receipts. That's what I want to say to Gloria Cavalera. Where are the receipts? Where is the voicemail?
It should still be on record somewhere, right?
Yeah, she says she has that CD. I mean, you would think if this was so crazy, she would have it.
By the way, when I buy crack, I always get a receipt. It's very important.
It's handwritten, too.
It has to be a paper transaction for tax purposes.
Let's see if I can find this clip of Whitney Houston going, show me the receipt.
I think I have it.
Here, I got it.
Whitney dying, crack rehab failed.
Oh, it was a Diane Sawyer.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. Crack is cheap.
Look at what I'm saying.
I made too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay?
Hold on. She has too much money, so she can't smoke crack? Isn't that like if you have enough money, you can do anything?
Well, she's saying it's a poor people drug. She's too rich to do crack. Because she could just do all the coke she wants to get that sale. But it's like crack is not about being poor. It's about getting a faster high, getting that freebase.
She just likes crack.
But
that's like saying, I make too much money. I don't ever eat Wendy's.
Yeah.
You can afford much better food, but you still eat Wendy's.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Well, crack.
Don't do that. Crack is whack.
This says $730,000 drug habit. This is a headline.
Come on.
That's so silly.
7:30? I wish. No, I wish I was making that money off of me and share it with me. No way.
No.
I want to see the receipts from the drug dealer that I bought $730,000 worth of drugs from. I want to see the receipts.
If you had to name the devil for you, the biggest devil among them?
Shlomo.
That would be me.
I want to see the receipt. That's all I'm saying. But
okay, sorry.
I love some of the comments. Someone goes, I got a telegram the other day from a guy named John Wilkes Booth talking about his plans to assassinate Lincoln in the theater.
That guy's bullshit.
I don't know that guy.
What's his username?
It was on Facebook. His name was Alan.
Oh.
Not the Alan that we know.
Whoa, I think Lincoln's just been shot. The guy was right. Oh. What are the other comments? Oh, there's some good ones.
Oh, there's some good ones. A terrorist called her? So a government official? And someone responds, yup, Obama did.
Obama wasn't even the president then. Here's what Kasperger said in the chat.
He was calling her up for weed.
Because terrorists got together and said, we will warn one person. Who will it be? Call the wife of the Sepultura. She alone will know the truth of this. Yeah, she's very important. They didn't call, like, Time Magazine or something.
Yeah, like, my thing is, like,
exactly.
All right, let's say this is real, right? Let's assume that.
Okay, done.
My thing is, like, the reason that she got the call is, like, they got, like, the number to the White House or something, and they dialed it too quick.
Oh, her number was one number away from the White House.
Yeah.
Her.
So, like, oh, I'm going to tell that President Bush that we are going to... Hi, you reached the phone of Gloria Cavallara.
That's weird. Well, maybe it's the secretary. We are going to bomb you right now, 10 minutes from now.
There will be many deaths and Social Security will be cut.
In the name of Allah, all of your airports will give people fisting in the anus for the next 10 years.
I like this guy. Why is she calling people her students? What the fuck can this job teach me? I'm not saying this part is my favorite. I'm not saying 9/11 was not inside.
Oh, okay, all right.
But why?
Good. Well, thank God. He's
but why
that.
The fuck would a fucking terrorist call her? The fuck did I just read?
Yes, her 9/11 conspiracy is stupid as hell. Not his.
And then, of course, the one person, the white knight in the comments. This seems to prove how judgmental and miserable lots of people are. Most of you humans need to realize that we are in this together and stop being asshats. Just because you don't have the sense to be different and express your individual. What? What is he talking about?
Or maybe they just butt-dialed her by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the voicemail was just recording them talking.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, good for her.
Well, now her blog probably will be sponsored or something because she got so many hits.
She's got a good amount of hits for that, I got to tell you. But that was one terrorist story this week. The other big terrorist story of the week, which is ridiculous, is there is the post-metal band. Now, Sid would yell at me at this moment, what the fuck is post-metal? And I'd go, shut up, Sid. The post-metal band Isis, great band. They don't really exist anymore. They broke up a few years ago, sadly. But their Facebook page has been getting a lot of activity this last week or these last 2 weeks because Isis, the terrorist group, has been in the news. And apparently some idiots can't distinguish between a group of very white-looking individuals and a terrorist organization.
Yes.
And
are you saying all terrorists are dark-skinned?
Well, in the Middle East.
Well, you know.
They have some, like, Western European.
Yeah,
look
at Noah. Noah's from the Middle East.
Yeah.
She's
Noah's
white.
Tanned.
Well, tanned.
Noah doesn't look white.
She lays in a tanning bed for 35 hours a week.
I have not been tanning at all.
Really?
This is all natural. Okay. My natural skin color.
Well, okay.
I haven't been in the sun or on the tanning bed.
I apologize.
Well, anyway, so, like,
fans
have been tweeting that, like, they can't wear their ISIS shirts in public because...
So is ISIS going to refund them their money?
No, but they can't wear them because people are assuming they're, like, endorsing the terrorist organization. which
I'm sorry, it's so fucking stupid.
I know.
Yeah.
It's the same thing happened to Anthrax, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that was worse.
Well, it was
though.
Slightly different. Yeah.
That was worse because, like, at least ISIS is a group of people.
Yeah.
This is a fucking powder. Like, this band is made up of 5 people that might be a powder.
Before we get to the Anthrax, before we talk about that, though, I just want to mention the absurdity of people, like, thinking, like, man, ISIS are a bunch of dicks. This terrorist group are a bunch of dicks. Let me see if they have an online presence. And they're like, oh, maybe ISIS is this terrorist group. Maybe they have a Facebook page.
Yes.
Oh, they do have a Facebook page where the main photo is a bunch of white guys with guitars in the air at a concert. I'm going to leave some derogatory comments on this page now.
Those are the people who are in Gloria Cavallara's tribe that understand what she's
students.
Talking about. Yes.
Yeah, so then right after 9/11, going back to 9/11, there was that whole anthrax scare where... There were letters being mailed to, like, NBC, and there was one in the White House.
Right.
And this was right after 9/11.
And this was by Americans.
Oh, what? I don't remember how it ended.
And well, they never caught anybody, but they verified that it was from like right-wing.
It was
American
coming from
terrorism.
Inside the house.
They were all targeting like Democrats and
yeah, it was a liberal, like the liberal news.
Yeah, it was like a response to well, the Democrats fucked up 9/11. Yeah,
which is ridiculous. Was like
the Democrats allowed
house.
9/11 to happen, and or they're fighting measures to fight back against 9/11. You know. Well, it's completely stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, everything they do is stupid.
So anthrax was in the news, the powder, mm-hmm. And so then there was the whole controversy with the band Anthrax. So at the time, we're not doing so hot. So this was actually the most...
It resurrected their career.
It was the most anybody talked about anthrax at that point. Now they're doing great, uh-huh. Ever since the Big Four, and they played the Great Yankee Stadium. Oh.
At like 12 noon. Yeah.
But back then, like... nobody really cared about anthrax, and then they played a 9/11 tribute show, a charity event, and they all came out in jumpsuits saying, you know, we're not going to change our names. Uh-huh. And they shouldn't have changed it. Why should they change their name? It's ridiculous.
Of course
right.
Not.
I agree.
How would that have helped
they
anything?
Just stop making music. That would be better.
No, I thought worship music was good, their most recent release.
All right, let's be fair. I didn't hear that.
That was good. You should check it out.
Okay. I won't be doing that.
Will you check out some ISIS?
Yes.
I'll play some.
I've heard
some ISIS.
I've heard them in the music break.
Yeah. Not a big fan of ISIS.
I can understand.
The band or the extreme terrorist.
Which do you hate more?
Well, I hate the Muslim extremist group.
Okay, good. Sid would probably say the opposite.
But no, I don't think. I think Sid would also agree. He would hate both, but slightly more the people killing other people.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough one.
I'm trying to give Sid the benefit of the doubt when he's on another continent. But it's not going to happen.
Sid is in Iceland, right?
Yes.
There was a volcano that was starting to be active like the day he flew there. I was very concerned.
There was already a picture of him at some landmark that surfaced.
Yeah.
He looks like pissed. I don't know.
He couldn't be less enthused.
He couldn't even fake a smile in this selfie.
Yeah, like it was him and his wife, and his wife is glowing. She looks wonderful, like so happy to be at this like scenic waterfall in Iceland. Meanwhile, he's like, I could be watching TV right now.
Yeah, we're here.
I could be watching the Met game.
Wasn't like her caption like one of us is enjoying the view?
Yeah, that was exactly the caption.
Yeah.
And I talked to him briefly on instant message on Friday, like right when he got there, and I'm like, oh, so how's it going? How's Iceland? He's like, oh, it's cold.
Really?
He's like, what is it? He's like,
doesn't
yeah,
he
it's like
the cold.
He's like, oh, it's like, you know, like it's in the low 50s. I don't know. I mean, this is how I assume he was delivering the IS.
Yeah.
It was just in his very Sid way.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
I want to kill people. Let's do that. Fuck Sid.
Sid, how's the food in Iceland?
The first thing that they posted was, Amy posted it, but it was about this disgusting, like, root beer that they found or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, the rhubarb.
Yeah.
Ew.
Flavor. Rhubarb. Who would even, like, eat a rhubarb, let alone make it into a drink?
Icelandians.
I guess.
But he's also going to London, I think.
Oh,
Some part of England.
How long are they staying in each place?
I'm not sure, but I know he's going to miss next week as well.
Yeah.
So he's going to be there for a while. I think he's only in Iceland for the weekend, though. He might be going there tomorrow. Or
will Sid make it through 2 weeks of?
We'll post some of the we'll post that photo on the live chat.
This is like the longest that Sid will be out of his house. I feel like after this trip, he'll never want to travel again.
I don't know. I feel like when we went on that trip, me, you, Darren, and Sid and Frank to Nam, that was like a 10-day trip. Like
Sid
LA
was very cranky.
Yeah. Well, also because that was right, like, we booked the trip, like, 3 months before we went, and the, him and his now wife started dating, like, 2 weeks before we left for the trip, so he's like, oh, I don't want to go on this trip, I want to hang out with my
I never knew that, by the way.
Girlfriend at the time, so he just spent the whole time, like, texting with her, or, like, staying back at the hotel to, like... No, you did know that because he said he, like, jerked off in the hotel bathroom.
No, I know that. No. I meant that I didn't know that that was why he wasn't going out, though. I knew that.
Oh, I see.
I thought that's just, which, by the way, if he wasn't with her, there would have been some other reason why he just...
Oh, absolutely.
Right, of course.
I remember the jerking off thing, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. As long as you clean up, I don't care.
Yeah, I just assumed that he needed private time to do that.
I don't understand, though, in general. Like, I feel like that's not a Sid thing. I think when people jerk off, they go to the toilet. Is that right? I never do. I've never done that.
I've never done that. I don't think I've ever... I mean
I'm not saying I've never done it. I'm saying I've never made a habit of doing that.
No. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's
so
weird.
It's more comfortable in your bed.
Comfortable in your bed, and it's also...
Or your feet fall asleep on the toilet.
But I also don't want, like, stray cum to touch things in a place where I clean myself.
Well, what, do you just clean it?
I would clean it, but it's like I don't even want to introduce that to the ecosystem.
But how does it, like, spray out like a shower head or something?
It depends on the buildup, you know. But no, I mean, no, generally not. It's just the whole thought of it more than the actual contamination.
It's just calm, Darren. Calm down.
I'm perfectly calm.
I don't understand. I feel like we've had other. It's just a little semen.
Listen, if you live in a somewhere where other people
it's
use
like
the
tears.
Facility, look, yeah. Noah, would you want anyone in your bathroom jerking off?
She's thinking about it.
Well, all right. Who's not a romantic interest, someone who comes over to your house to have a dinner party, would you want them in your bathroom jerking off?
I mean, probably not while I'm having
dinner
party.
You're not attracted to them, let's say. They're just a guy that you know.
Whatever people need to do in the bathroom.
Cousin Brucey comes over. Do you want him jacking it in your bathroom?
I don't think Cousin Brucey has anything in his testicles.
Well, there may be a couple of, you know, little tough swimmers. You know what I'm
a
saying,
a little spritz.
All right, Chris Russo. You want him over jerking off in your crib?
I don't want him over at all, actually.
Okay. Oh, that cuts like a knife, Mikey!
I feel like he wears his pants so high that it must... like always pressed up against his testicles, and from all the pressure, he probably doesn't produce a lot.
I wouldn't care.
Well, when I saw him at Sirius, he was wearing sweatpants to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he waddled by our.
But that was like on the weekend, so that's why he usually
whatever.
Wears tight pants.
I mean, he looked like a mess, but I don't know. He's starting to look like Joan Rivers a little bit. I don't know if you ever looked at his face, but like think of. No. I feel like he had some work done somewhere. He looks a little...
I haven't seen him recently.
He looks a little modified.
He walks by very, very fast, so I can't even see his face. I just see
good
his figure.
Good for you. Lucky you. Hot mess.
We mentioned Anthrax earlier. Mm-hmm. And the original or former vocalist of Anthrax, Neil Turbin. Was he the original one, Dan?
Turbin?
Neil.
Is he in ISIS?
Neil Turbin. Am I saying it wrong?
Well, what is it? Who is he?
The original vocal, or one of the original.
I never even heard of
Anthrax?
Yeah, the guy who.
Wasn't it Joey Belladonna?
No, before he was on. Fistful of what's it called?
I didn't
Fistful
even.
Fistful of Metal.
Oh, what was he?
It wasn't Joey Belladonna. Fistful of Metal.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is how, like, Darren, you would consider yourself an Anthrax fan in the 80s, like a big Anthrax.
Yes, I don't know who that turbine is.
Yeah. So this is what a footnote in the world of metal this guy is.
Yeah, he's like Ron McGovney.
Anyway, he talked about applying for Anthrax.
He's as much in Anthrax as I am.
Or auditioning for Anthrax and talked about how he sang Metal Thrashing Mad.
He can be in Megadeth if he wants. It's an open spot.
And Johnny Z was there. Johnny Z was the owner of Megaforce Records, the label that signed Metallica and Anthrax and all those bands. And he said that Neil Turbin said that he knocked it out of the park so much so that Johnny Z said that, oh, maybe we should get to sing for Metallica or something like that.
Is that how he talks?
I assume. And then he's like, no, thanks. He turned. He claims that he was quickly offered and quickly turned down the vocalist spot in Metallica.
Why didn't they have a vocalist from the very first day they formed a band?
I always thought that James Hetfield was the vocalist.
Yeah, they had other guitarists, and he did nothing for a while.
He just got his story wrong.
He just sang.
But There is a story, though, that has been confirmed that John Bush, who was an armored scene at the time, and also yes. ended up being an yes. anthrax.
The better version of anthrax, in my opinion.
Was asked originally in the very early days to be the vocalist of Metallica, like before they really had the band together.
The best thing that Anthrax ever put out is that album where John Bush sings all the Joey Belladonna songs. That is the best Anthrax.
You're not the Metal Flicks like guys. Also, are big John Bush. You two know.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem: when John Bush came into Anthrax, the songs started sucking. He's a great vocalist.
Yeah.
But their songwriting went downhill. The great songs are from when Joey Belladonna was there, but he sings like a twat.
And John Bush is a lot more tolerable than Joey Belladonna.
You mean personality-wise? Or just
like
his voice?
Everything. Like I just can't take Joey Belladonna
I agree.
Seriously.
He looks like a wax mannequin from yeah. Madame Tussauds.
With an Elvira wig.
Right. Again, a really nice guy.
Whatever. But stop with your kissing ass. All right.
Well, I'm not
nobody's
going
to listen to
first
this
of
podcast.
All, I'm
don't
not
worry.
Kissing ass. Like, if I didn't think the person burn, was a nice guy.
Burn a couple bridges already.
And second
Joey
of all,
Belladonna.
It's so
He's
easy for
like
you to
years.
Say that. Because you never have to run into these people.
So, all right, I'll come with you and tell about Joey Belladonna.
Rob,
I'm
do you
sure
really
you
think
will.
That Joey Belladonna is going to listen to this show?
Look, Frankie Palmieri listened to the show, and we
Frankie
know how
Palmieri
that ended up.
Knows
good.
How to
it
use
ended up
the
great.
Internet. Joey Belladonna doesn't know how to use the internet.
By the way, if I say Joey Belladonna looks like a wax figure from Madame Tussauds, does that mean he's not a nice guy? I didn't say anything about his personality. He looks like a fucking wax museum statue.
I mean, that's fair.
I'm sure he would actually appreciate that comic because it means it has smooth skin.
Yes, but he looked like that when he was young. He looked like, well, I guess he was already like 35 when Anthrax started. Whatever. But he always looked like that. Now he looks like that with like cracks in his face. Come on, he's not an attractive man.
He's
can we say that?
Not an attractive
can
man.
We just say
I'm
that?
I'm sure someone finds him attractive. I don't know why I'm in my Shaggy. I'm sure someone finds him attractive.
Like, hey, Scoob, it's Joey Belladonna.
Carol. Carol probably thinks he's attractive.
Creepy ghosts and Joey Belladonna.
Do you find Joey Belladonna attractive? Let us know, 646-929-1357. That's our phone number. Should we take a music break?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to play some new Anthrax.
This is Johnny Z. Don't make fun of Joey, all right? You can play your little music break, your cute little music break, all right? Don't make fun of my boy. You go. All right, I'm going to go go to L&B and get a square.
can you bring us back some?
Please.
No, you made fun of my boy.
All right,
nothing for you.
Here's something from the most recent Anthrax album in 2011, Worship Music. Darren, I want you to listen. Let me know what you think of it.
Sure.
When we get back. Here's Fight 'Em Till You Can't.
City authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
Hey Scott Ian, instead of playing in front of 40,000 people who were killing time waiting to see someone else, you could have been listening to archived episodes of the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. You schmuck.
Bye. broadcasting from the top of the World Trade Center, which will be here forever and ever and ever.
Metal Injection Radio.
Thank you.
This week's Metal Injection live cast is brought to you by the new record from Insight. The record is called Up in Hell. The band Insight is fronted by Richie Cavalera, the son of Max Cavalera. Some metal royalty in there. And their new album, Up in Hell, is out this Tuesday, September 2nd, on Minus Head Records.
Go! This is Chuck Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
We talk mostly about the terrorists, not so much the yitz.
Well, but same thing.
I guess we're Jews, so it worked.
Three of us are Jews.
I'm not a Jew.
We have the male-to-female ratio is now even. Jennifer is here.
Hello.
The lovely girlfriend of 3D, Sarah. Mm.
Very lovely.
All right, keep it in your pants.
Well, I mean, she's wearing a very low-cut top. It's very distracting.
And she's also sitting right next to Darren.
I didn't say it was a bad thing that
she's
you're
within
wearing.
Arm's reach.
Yes, I can fondle you during the break.
He's already harassed her once.
She's also within arm's reach of Rabba, though.
I'll keep my hands to myself. You have nothing to worry about. Let's talk about the music break. Kicked it off with Anthrax, Fight 'Em Till You Can't. Darren, what were your quick thoughts on that?
I thought it was a ripoff of Master of Puppets. We talked about that song played on the show before.
Okay, yeah.
And the flashing blade, crumbling away. Play that again, that first part. Where he sings that exact same line.
Here we go.
Is it in the beginning or is there like an interlude?
Oh, I guess there's this like riff thing. So this riff is Master of Puppets?
No, it was the first vocal. That's it. Go back to one.
Oh my god, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, I never heard it.
Wow, now I can't unhear it.
Take it to me.
Then we played a little ISIS with False Light. Someone in the chat was saying, oh, you should have played something from Panopticon.
Yeah.
Shut up. I want to play something from my favorite album, Oceanic, but both of those albums are excellent. Then...
What music nerds we have. Come on.
Then a little Cavalera conspiracy, since we uncovered a Cavalera conspiracy earlier in the show. Something from their new album coming out next month, the title track. Oh, no. The album is called Pandemonium, and the track is Banzai Kamikaze. So there was that. And then we wrapped it up with some old-school metalcore from Dead Water Drowning, one of my favorite breakdowns.
I missed that?
Fuck. My Fist, Your Face. Great stuff. We're back on the air. And Jennifer got me a little present.
Yeah.
It's so nice. At first I was like, wait, is this a giant book? Am I going to have to read?
No, wait, hold on. That's something that she was supposed to get you a while ago. We got you a real present.
We got you a birthday present.
Whoa.
That's not it. That's just something she got for you from work.
Oh, my God.
We got you a real present.
And it hasn't come out yet, so it's brand new.
It's an exclusive. It's not even been released. I had to pre-order it.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What?
You are going to love it. I know things I know about you. You're going to love it.
I believe it. I'm shocked. I can't even go on with the show. Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up. But okay, go back to that.
Let's see this. It's a Dolce and Gabbana cologne.
Yes.
Is it called Volcano?
I think so.
Makes it smell like a volcano.
It says Discover Volcano. So... And we were talking about volcanoes earlier because it's in Iceland. And there's all this. This is a lot of copy to write for a fucking cologne. There's a book. It's like a diary.
It's like 80 pages.
I think it's just 3 pages and the rest are just blank.
Oh,
really? It looks like the
cologne. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's only 3 pages and then the cologne. But that's.
Oh, I see.
Also, what an excessive waste of a book.
Well, this fashion is about excess, you know.
But yeah, sure.
Let's see. This smells like ass or what?
I haven't opened it yet. It might be terrible.
Dolce & Gabbana. My favorite. My favorite cologne.
Make sure you don't spritz it into your eye.
When I go,
I'll put it in the air so we all can get a scent.
I have a little cold.
I just smell pot.
It's one in my
true.
Eye.
It smells like... I was about to say the cologne smells like pot.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
I smell it. It's a little, you spray
wow.
too much, so it's strong.
That is very strong.
Well, he sprayed a lot of it.
Yeah!
When I go down the L&B...
No, I feel like I'm in a department store.
It smells a little bit like my dad.
When I go down to L&B and get a square, I put on my Dolce & Gabbana. I go down to Rolling Rose and put on my Dolce & Gabbana cologne. Smells so good. Got it amazing.
People in the chat are saying my cologne would smell like seltzer, barbecue sauce, and THC.
I believe it.
THC doesn't smell like it.
You can actually make that at my company if you wanted to.
You can make your own cologne?
Yeah, Good Housekeeping has like a whole test floor where you can make any scent you want.
Wow.
Get on that. Barbecue.
You have to make an appointment.
All right.
Busy. We'll see.
You're busy.
Maybe for Rob's next birthday.
Oh, holy year. Wait.
It smells very fresh.
I would wear barbecue rib cologne. It'd smell good.
Someone got me a candle that smelled like bacon, and it was awful.
Oh, didn't you have that here? You didn't light it, though.
I never lit it because it was just... It stunk.
You just smelled it without it burning.
Right.
Stunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that at your old house. They had that. Yeah. The concept of everything with bacon has to stop already.
Yeah, I
saw a bacon cannoli the other day on Facebook.
Why?
A bacon there's just two things that don't go together. She's saying, all right.
No,
well, if you do like candied bacon in it, like bits of bacon.
No, it was like the cannoli was bacon, all bacon with a filling. Like the whole outside was bacon, not covered in bacon. It was made out of bacon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. Disgusting. Let bacon be bacon, and let other things be what they are.
I'd eat it.
I would eat it.
You eat crickets, so.
That was only one time.
Yeah.
Twice.
It was only one time twice.
Okay, maybe three times. Well, that was it. That was 2-3 years ago.
When we first started dating, she ate a cricket and sent me a picture of her eating a cricket.
Wow.
Romantic.
You're open-minded. You'll try anything once.
Yeah.
No. Marmite? Do you eat that?
I don't like it, but I've tried it.
Yeah.
Didn't you have like a lamb eyeball recently?
Oh, yeah.
No,
that was,
what happened
it.
Was...
Well, they forgot the eyeballs.
Oh, they didn't forget.
It was like a lamb face soup or salad or something. It was cold.
Lamb face salad. They brought us... It was on the menu.
Well,
I
figure it's really hard to get lamb eyeballs because there's only two opposed to like the whole... body.
Don't advertise it then. Well, they have legs. They serve you legs. There's four
that's
of those.
True.
But the thing said lamb face salad, okay? And it said lamb tongue, cheeks, eyeballs, and what, nose was it?
I don't remember.
Well, it was all these things, the face of the lamb cut up and put into a salad.
Put on a salad.
So I was so anxious to I said, I want to see her eat a fucking eyeball. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then they bring out the salad, and it looked like a fucking chef salad. It looked like nothing impressive at all. So I said, where's the eyeballs? I said, you should ask for the fucking eyeballs. It said it on the menu, and you're like, fuck it.
Then you realize, maybe I don't want eyeballs.
Yeah, that's probably what
happened. No, I still want the eyeballs. They have another location that I heard. If you go to this location, they give you plenty of eyeballs.
More eyeballs than you can ever eat.
We have the most eyeballs of anyone in the area at the Grand Prospero.
So do lamb eyeballs taste differently than like a cow eyeball?
Do you for eating any
eyeball? Like fish eyeballs, I guess.
Ugh.
What do those taste like?
Disgusting.
Like fish?
Yeah, they're fishy. Just they're juicy. They're like... burst in your mouth.
Gelatin, right?
Yeah.
I don't,
like caviar, right? Like
I mean, the... I guess I'd try it. I guess but it just sounds so unappealing to me.
And Douglas Levison in the chat just said, I'm sure she loves the balls. Do you love the balls?
Yes.
Good. Thank God.
Rob sprayed a lot of that cologne. It's hard for me to breathe.
Yeah.
It smells really good, but like...
good.
It's pungent.
It is a little... It's not unpleasant, though.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just a lot of it in the air right now.
Yeah, I definitely went a little overboard. My apologies, everyone.
it's better than inhaling pot constantly.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So now we understand what Darren goes through whenever he smokes.
Well, I don't dislike the pot smell either. It's just that there's a thick cloud of it. You know, I smoked weed for years and years. It's just that when there's so much of it, it's distracting.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And it gets me a little high. They want to know in the chat, are my balls as smooth as eggs?
As
why would you think that?
But Darren is a hairy man.
Yeah. Well,
he's a bit bearish.
I feel like I'm a 6 out of 10 on the hair.
Mm.
He's not that hairy, yeah.
What about his crotch, though? His ball, his gooch?
I could use the gooch, I don't know. I meant the upper area, the fupa. I could use a trim, I think.
Right.
That's fine. That's not really hairy.
Thank you. It doesn't tend to get very hairy, even if I neglect it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to do like at least a once a month, shaping.
Yeah, I should do that.
Do you use clippers?
Sometimes, but I just have like a body trimmer.
I guess is a term.
No, it's like a machine.
Oh, like
one of those
a nose
machines.
Groomer, like one of those small.
Yeah,
ones?
But not made for your nose, like made for the like your body
another
hair.
Region.
Yeah, so it's like it's pretty easy.
I just
do it right on the balls, and it's fine. Okay.
I have a regular scissor, but I feel like I'm always having a rational thought that I'm gonna snip my penis off.
I can't do the scissor just because, yeah, like it's too. I don't have the control, but I feel with the machines, it's much easier, and it's like a softer blade. And what gets the hair is just like the fast motion, not necessarily the blade. So it's.
Aren't you afraid to cut yourself though?
Yeah,
like
I use that machine on my head, and it's very. Like,
it's a different. No, no, no.
But
it's a different machine on your head. Like the body trimmer, it's like a duller blade because they don't want you to cut yourself.
Why don't you let me do it?
Oh,
that's exactly why I don't want
it. That's a whole little fetish.
You have to do it on
she
the live
always
cast.
Wants to shave me with a straight razor.
Yeah,
a little
like
groom
my face,
fetish.
I mean, my face. I mean.
Yeah. You won't let me.
No, is that a fetish? Is
that's
it?
Not,
it's
not
sexual.
Not a no.
It sounds like a fetish to me.
It's kind of like it's like when we were younger and we used to like cut our doll's hair and stuff like that. It's just like us playing with dolls,
but
adults.
The doll won't die if you cut the jugular vein.
I won't cut you.
I know you won't intentionally cut me, but what if there's an earthquake?
I'll be careful. We're in New York.
But if
there was an
earthquake
a few years ago.
Just in general, a straight razor is off limits for you.
Yes. Even a barber, I wouldn't want using a straight razor on me. Not you, personally.
Oh, so you never went to, like,
a barber?
Yeah,
I've been to a barber, but they use the clippers usually. I don't usually let any of my hair grow to where it needs to be, like, really hacked off, you know?
Mm.
But yeah. I did do that in Maine. When we went to Maine, I went to a barber, and it was weird.
You got a straight razor cut?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I would not allow that.
Hmm.
Scary.
I was sure, bring it on.
Got one life, and then that's it, man. Then you're
but if you're dead, you don't know you're dead.
Yeah, but I like living. Dead. Maybe I like living.
But you don't know that you won't be living.
Okay,
anymore,
but
you'll be dead.
But I want to know things still. So
he
I'd like
still
to be alive.
Feel like all the blood pouring out of his neck.
So why don't you just kill yourself then?
But then he won't remember it 2 minutes later because he'll be dead. That's the thing.
I see your point.
It's very immediate.
It could be a very long 2 minutes, though.
We have a request in the chat from Fisting My Way to Providence asks, says, it's actually a demand, it's not a request.
Oh.
Cut the shit, have Noah and Jennifer make out already.
They won't be able to see it anyway.
Is that going to happen? I'm just for the audience.
No.
Okay. A Nail Walker says, Sid would have a heart attack while in Iceland if that happened.
What?
We should tell him that it happened.
Yes.
Ah! Can you make kissy noises into the mic right now? Oh, wait, they're actually kissing. What is this?
Oh, my God, so
holy
much tongue.
Shit.
Ladies, put it away.
Sid, you missed it.
Oh, me getting a little excited.
Boing. Ew, Rob. Rob's hand is very long.
I don't even know what that is. That's just my panting.
I think I've lost every ability to get turned on.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, boy.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, deep breaths.
Palate cleanser.
Did you see the story about Phil Anselmo shitting on Load? Yes. By Metallica?
Yes, and I feel that that's a very unprofessional thing to do.
He was asked by Metal Hammer what album should have never been released, and he responded, I would have to say Load by Metallica.
Now, first of all, before we even get into the nuts and bolts of whether that's right or wrong, why Load? What about Saint Anger? What about Lulu? It's not even like that's the worst Metallica album.
Maybe
right?
That was the first thing that popped into his head.
Yeah. Load is a good album. I don't see, like...
You're a big defender of Load.
I wouldn't say a big defender. I don't go, like, with the WBC.
Well, I feel
the
like there aren't any small defenders. It's like, either, you're right. You're either a defender or you're not.
I think it's a good album. I think it takes a lot of shit unnecessarily, and that's not fair. But I think there are much worse albums by Metallica.
Yeah, like Saint Anger.
And Reload, which is horrible. And people just lump them together because it's Load and Reload. But
yeah.
Load is really a good album.
Noah, do you like Load?
Reload is a piece of shit.
Here's the best cut off Reload.
I mean, I did listen to it when it came out, but I wouldn't listen to it today.
This is not the best cut.
This is the worst cut.
Wait, isn't this... Oh, this is Reload, yeah.
Yeah.
Make me miss you.
But I didn't like Reload, and by the time that came out, I just kind of lost.
Yeah.
You know, like they lost.
I feel like this is almost like what this song is indicative of the typical late era Metallica sound.
Yeah.
That they keep going. Just this part. Yeah. And then the riff.
This was Lars Ulrich on like Valium or something. That was his signature thing from that time. He was nodding off with a needle in his arm while he's playing the drum.
I agree. I think it's a little unprofessional, but God bless him for saying it because it's great for us. Great to have people shit-talking each other on the internet.
The last song on that album is good. I like
Load.
Fixer, I like.
Yeah, I'll give it up.
That's a good song. While we shit on this album, we can just pick the one good song.
Oh, on Reload, you mean?
Yeah, on Reload. I don't like the last song on that.
What's a good song on Load? What are some...
All of them, really, I think.
You like Ain't My Bitch?
Ain't My 2x4 is really good.
Is that a Hacksaw Jim Duggan tribute?
Ho! I don't know, like bluesy, grungy type riff. Like got some soul to it, which was not a Metallica staple before this.
You can almost hear the Saint Anger drums coming in.
Yeah, what, really?
No.
I hear the pop, 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 pop. This is such a like lazy ass.
Oh,
the drums that. Well, every Metallica album, it's the drums that fuck everything up. Ignore the drums.
I'm surprised how well I can hear the bass.
Yeah, the bass is very prominent in this album. And this wasn't Bob Rock yet, right? This was still Jason Isbell.
Oh, yeah. Playing the Bob Rock bass. Produced it, though, yeah.
Bob Rock was the famous third bassist of the album. give me 2, give me 5.
I do like Until It Sleeps. I think that's
a great song.
Yeah. Super catchy.
And the one, Hero of the Day is a great song.
That video is really cool, too.
And, my favorite song on this album is the Bleeding Me. That's my favorite Load song. Which is a great song. It's like a fucking Pink Floyd-ish type of vibe to it.
But the thing is, you know, you're saying it has a Pink Floyd-ish type of vibe. Shouldn't it be heavier than Pink Floyd? If it's
Well, that's my point. It's why I feel like it got unnecessarily shit on. Because it didn't sound like anything they had done before. But I feel like that should be a point in their favor, unless it's so bad that it's awful and unlistenable, then they just shouldn't bother doing that. Like
so
Lulu, for example.
Yeah. Here's Bleeding Me, right? That's the one you're
Bleeding. This is my favorite. This is one of my favorite Metallica songs, period. And that's saying a lot, because they have a lot of great albums in the old days, but this is a great song. But it takes a real long time to get to the vocals if you're gonna do that.
Oh my god, I haven't listened to this in so long.
This is pot smoking music.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, anything to you is pot
smoking. You're right.
And then you get the Lars coming in with pop, 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 pop.
You're nailing.
Pop, pop. It's so lazy. It's like one fill.
Darren, your mouthing is pretty stock, bro. That's some stock mouthing.
It's not the drumming that's stock. It's my mouthing. Okay, so getting back to Phil Anselmo.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We're now just smoking pot.
He just didn't even talk for like 5 minutes.
We're still doing a podcast, guys. Yeah, so Phil Anselmo, but yeah, let's get back to that.
Yeah, no, I feel like, what is it his business to be saying, you know?
Well, someone just asked him.
Well, someone asked him, so why not just say, look, you know, there, why do you, I'm going to say what...
opinion.
It could say, all right, that's my point, is a line between, I think this album sucks, okay, that's an opinion, but to say they shouldn't be making music, like, you could say half of the fucking album
he
made.
Well, that was my whole thing, is like, Phil,
he did say
on.
That. He said, what should Metallica never
I just
never
don't get it.
Made?
If you're going to put out a record like that, just do a fucking side project or something, you know? That's what he
It's not that much different. Come on, it's like Metallica plus bluesy
But
country.
The thing is, in the last few years, Phil Anselmo's put out a bunch of releases, and, you know, not, you know, widely accepted great releases. Some of them have been bashed pretty hard.
Right.
So
Good.
It's like, someone could very easily be like, hey, Phil Anselmo, who are you to talk?
Because he did it under a side project, and it's okay.
That's true, like some of his side projects.
So what he's saying is make shitty music that I don't like, but just call it something
else. Like he's like, I would never call one of my shitty side projects Pantera.
Because one of the guys dead, though.
Yeah, that's different.
No, I know. My point is, like, I don't the Metallica, the first band that ever had a direction change in their music. I mean,
yeah.
There have been bands that have very drastically changed more than Load did. I mean, come
like
on.
Like whom?
I don't know. Pick one at random. Name a band that you like. Guaranteed that's been around forever.
Slayer.
Iron Maiden.
Slayer changed their music. Diabolus and Musica.
Yeah, that's it. It definitely sounds
okay.
Different.
And then they went right back to it because it was fucking horrible.
But I feel like God Hates Us All and Diabolus sound similar. Like
I don't agree with that.
The music is different, but like the production.
I'm not talking about production is different.
But like, what do you mean?
I mean, the style of music. Well, what's he talking about? He's talking about.
He's just saying the whole thing sucks.
But he's saying specifically you should not change the music that drastically.
He's saying if you put out a record. Well, he's not being that specific. He's saying if you're putting out a record like that.
He should shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. That's not your professional courtesy. Right? I mean...
Phil, I don't agree with what 3D says.
Oh, stop. It's the third time this show that you've done that.
Done what? I don't agree. Please continue to shit on Metallica and other bands.
Just kissing
so
ass.
That
Phil Anselmo, say whatever you
want
to
say. Say what you
I
want.
Have
please.
Phil Anselmo.
Please
He's
say
a great
it. And then
guy.
We'll,
you're in the U.S. of A.
And we'll publish it and we'll get a lot of hits for it.
Yes,
so please.
Gloria Cavallera, please keep saying completely stupid, ridiculous things.
Please.
And Rob will never criticize you. He will count
me
to
do that. I feel like I criticized what she was saying. I wasn't criticizing the
woman.
Person. She is a lovely woman. That doesn't
okay.
mean...
Well,
come on. Stop it.
She's all right.
Jennifer, how do you put up with this guy? How do you get this under control?
He's what? Not like this with me.
Oh, what am I like? What am I like? Don't squeeze my arm now that you insult me on the air.
You.
And then you squeeze my arm. Okay. What am I like? Tell the audience.
Funny.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, I'm not funny now.
So on the show, he's not funny. Yeah.
He's funny. Darren is one of the funniest people that I know. That's
me
like,
too.
That's the first thing that I say when I talk about you.
All right, now I'm blushing.
No, it's
well, since this is a Darren Circle jerk, I do agree that Darren is the funniest person that I know.
Oh, sucking up again, Rob.
Darren is a great person, and come on, guys, like, he's really, he's lovely. He's a lovely person.
I was being sarcastic. Well, like, that's really what I say, Darren.
Well, not that lovely.
Unlike Rob.
I do say that. I say Darren definitely is the funniest guy.
Though. Looks eight. Sense
well,
of
other
percent.
Than the second. Oh, well, third. Say third.
Third. A third?
Fifth.
What's that? What do you mean?
You're person. The fifth funniest person.
No, person that you know, not in general.
Oh, that I know.
You don't know four people.
My girlfriend doesn't know anybody. I keep her locked
away. I have no friends. I talk to Rob all day. Like, that's how bad it is. I have
we
no
do.
Friends.
what I like is that Jennifer will send me, like, photos of Carl. What's his last name? Langman?
Lagerfeld.
Don't know his last name.
I don't know his last name. I just
oh,
know the persona of the guy. He's the creative director for, like, Chanel and basically the epitome of, like, a cliche fashion, like, big shot kind of guy.
Carries a cat everywhere.
His cat has a what happened? What was just the announcement with the cat? Like, there's going to be a book or
there's
a show?
There's a book coming out. Yeah.
There's a book just
part
for...
Part two, I think there's another the book that's already out, so this
so,
is another one.
So it's so excessive, and she'll constantly send me photos of him in ridiculous poses.
And his cat.
And his cat.
Well, his one cat. Two pets.
So I appreciate that. It's a good distraction from the everyday minutiae of Phil and Selmo shitting on Metallica.
Metal news.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, here's something even more absurd than heavy metal. Here's fashion.
And then if there's no Karl Lagerfeld news, you can just talk about how awesome I am.
We do.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
It's always awkward to talk about you because I'm like, oh, I don't want to get into a situation where either of us are shitting on Darren. So
I approve of some shitting.
We've never done that.
I've known you for 15 years. You can
we would never do that. Darren's a wonderful person, and
well,
I think. and we just joke about fashion and the Video Music Awards because you were doing a slideshow because it was coming up, and you were showing me all these archival photos.
Yes.
And then I was getting depressed at how shitty MTV is.
Yes.
Or really just how old I am because I have no connection to it.
Well, I don't understand how there's still a VMAs when there's only like four videos in every year.
It's just,
so they
it's
all
just an
win
excuse
awards?
For them to get dressed up.
It's all a giant ad. It's all like
it's
an
all
ad,
for ad
sale.
Money.
That's all it is. All the performances are by artists who have albums coming out this quarter. So all their labels pay for them to be on the show. Which is to say, like, there were some good performances. I did, like, skim through the video stream afterwards just to be like, all right, let me just make sure that I still don't connect to this.
But we had to watch the whole thing.
We had to watch the whole thing.
Oh, you watched it?
I had to work.
She had to watch it for work.
Oh,
and
I see.
Had to be there and watch
I
it
see.
With her.
Well, I will say...
At least she has funny commentary.
Yes.
Yeah.
We made fun of everybody.
So what do you... Darren, what is your opinion of Nicki Minaj?
As an artist? She's awful.
Nicki Minaj.
It's Nicki awful. It's like...
Nicki Minaj.
It's like... it's like Dr. Seuss rhymes. It's like there's no... validity to it at all. It's just like an excuse for her to be naked and do porn videos.
And, but like also very raunchy lyrics though.
Yeah.
She's talking about salads being tossed.
Well, that's been done before. That's Lil Kim.
Like
yeah, exactly. Well, that's exactly
and
what
Foxy
she is.
Brown.
What she's trying to be.
Sure. And Lil Kim is totally like Lil Kim's angle now.
Oh boy.
Is to ride the Nicki Minaj wave fame to be like, oh, this bitch is just copying me. I'm the original.
She is, though. She has a valid
but
claim
so
what? To that.
But it's not like Lil' Kim was the first person to do that either.
I agree. But but good for her. You know, at least I feel like Lil' Kim was a better rapper, at least. Mm-hmm. Much better. Well, that's not a high bar. I mean,
how do you feel about Nicki Minaj's booty?
Oh, here we go. I'm going to say that with my girlfriend sitting here.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Actually, the funny
Jennifer,
thing is...
Jennifer, how do you feel about Nicki Minaj?
We were watching the VMAs, and there was some part of the routine where her back was to the audience, and it was just a full... And I was like, that's your ass. Like, she has the same ass.
That's not thick.
It is very...
So, in essence, Nicki Minaj is the figurehead for all the big booty girls.
I mean, my girlfriend, because she has H-cup tits, I feel like her ass is overlooked. a lot, but you have an enormous ghetto ass.
Yeah, when I said that, he's like, I see you naked every single day.
Yeah. He's like, you don't understand. I know your ass. I have.
I know it's better than you.
I have analyzed this for weeks.
She can only see it from one weird angle. You know, I see it all around, 360.
So.
Nail Walker in the chat says, Jennifer, greater than symbol, Nicki Minaj.
I agree.
Because, in addition to being hot, you have talent.
What kind of talent?
Doing what you do. You're on the masthead of a famous
You're
magazine.
The best photo editor Harper's Bazaar has ever seen.
Now Thank the you. Chat wants ass pictures, by the way.
Oh, come on.
Can I put one?
What photo?
I don't have one currently.
What
An
photo?
Ass photo.
Oh.
I have one on my phone you're sleeping.
Let's,
I'd have to upload that.
I don't think the audience.
No, not ass, naked ass. I meant like with clothes on. I wouldn't put a naked picture of you. Unless you're on it.
No.
I wouldn't mind, but I don't do that to you without asking.
My anaconda don't. It's good for Sir Mix-a-Lot to get a little bump in the millennial generation.
Steal from another artist.
What I don't know if you've guys seen, there's a viral video being passed around where they re-edit this video for Anaconda to just be farts.
No.
So anytime they're shaking their ass, there's a fart
That's
sound.
Great.
That's the whole song.
And I have to say, like, you know, the premise is told to you up front, and you're like, all right, I know exactly what this is going to be. I'm not going to, like, laugh. I'll just appreciate the video for the artistry. But I was dying. Like, what is it about a fart sound that you just uncontrollably laugh? Yeah, like what?
I will, like, any situation, if you play a fart sound, I will start cracking up.
Uh-huh.
Like, even if I travel back in time to, like, Auschwitz, and I'm standing in Auschwitz, if I hear a fart sound,
taking a selfie.
I'm going to laugh.
Hitler's giving a speech, but then all of a sudden he farts. You're into it.
Thank you. By the way, thanks for turning that off. That is so bad.
Oh, I'm. It's fine.
It's not. How's it fine? How's it fine?
It's fun.
If you think that's a good song, you're just not a music aficionado. You just don't care. You've given up.
Yeah.
It's not that I've given. It's fine. It's a silly little song.
It's. I mean,
it's a disposable pop song.
No,
I feel.
It's not. No,
it's like a single.
Like,
so like, yeah, sure, that's
like
fun.
A Virgin is a disposable pop.
This
song.
Is that's 30 years ago. This
that's
is
an example.
Modern,
you can pick one from any fucking era. A New Kids on the Block song.
Yeah. So this
An
is
NSYNC
just,
song.
This is like a hip-hop disposable
song. No, but it's
song.
With no talent. It's made with no talent. They completely lifted a beat to sample. And then
but,
she,
No.
You don't understand. I'm not against sampling. I'm saying sampling could be an art form if you take the beat and you elevate it and do something else with it.
Well, the whole...
It's just
sample,
her rapping over fucking Sir Mix-a-Lot.
The sample is just a vehicle for her to rap over.
Well, that's shitty.
That's your opinion.
Right, and I'm right.
But see, here it is. All the song was is a reason for people to talk about her. Like, it's all a
and
giant publicity ploy.
And
for
her to make a video to show off her ass.
Right, yeah. And, like, the cover of the album is her squatting
right.
and showing her
ass. We all agree. All of us in the room agree. Everyone listening to this agrees. The only problem is you're like, that's awesome, which I don't understand.
I'm not saying it's awesome. I'm saying it's fine.
It's fine. I'm not saying she locked up.
I'm all right with it.
I'm not saying put her in jail.
I'm entertained by the video, by the absurdity of it, by, like, this is so explicit.
It's just a Wendy's commercial. That's all. It's like it's just
Rob just visited Wendy's.
And
so that's
what did I
have
for dinner on Friday?
Right, but Wendy's.
Thank you. I am an American.
But Wendy's does not make the very loose association that their commercials are art. They admit that they're just trying to sell burgers.
Right. Uh-huh. True.
And there's nobody saying this is art. Let's give it video.
Well, she's just being
video
her.
Awards.
She's just keeping it real, Darren.
I've got to read this. Someone made a good point that just deconstructed my whole argument. Chocolate Croissant said, "Darren, Rob likes Future Island."
Yeah.
So this is a good point. I'm arguing to someone that doesn't like music.
Well, I'm not going to get into you.
Let me rephrase that.
I feel like that's a low blow, Dad.
No, you're right. I'm going to retract that. I'm going to say someone who likes non-music. You're a fan of non-music. And some music.
I will agree with that. I am a fan of non-music, but I very much think Future Islands is music.
You do have good taste in music, but you also like very shitty things.
But both of those are part of my taste. So we just have a disagreement in taste. Yeah. So you can't. It is literally a disagreement. You think it's shitty, and I think it's great.
It's not, because it's
then
not.
We are disagreeing because it's all subjective.
You think Nicki Minaj is great now? You just said it was fine.
No, I think Future Islands is great. Because we're moving on now. See, who are we on? Like, I'm not passionate about my Nicki Minaj. Like, she can exist.
Darren.
It's fine. Future Islands is amazing.
Darren, give Rob another 3 months and he'll be over Future Islands.
I don't think so.
I'm absolutely not over Future Islands.
He might have been. I feel like he now has entrenched himself because of the show so much in his position. He has to pretend to keep liking
it. That's funny because I feel that's all of your point of views. It's like, oh, well, like, my story is that I hate Future Islands, so I have to passionately...
No.
And I'm like, why do you guys care so much that I like Future Islands? I just like this band.
I'll tell you
I don't bring them up. Anytime it's brought up on the show, it's in the context of you guys.
It's
attacking me for liking them. It's never being like, hey, everyone, Future Islands is awesome. I don't constantly bring that up on the show. It's just like, I like it. We talk about it on the show. It's fine.
No, I don't think that you hate them and you're pretending. I think that you just, like it was like something cute that you thought was like kitschy and ironic. And then, but because it made such a fight with Sid and everything, now you have to really amp it up.
But I came to the show after South by Southwest, and like that was when I grew to like them. And I was already super into them before even bringing to you this idea that I love them for you guys to deny it. So I was already there.
I didn't say it was for the show.
I was legitimately there. And I'm telling you, the reason that it happened is because it was like the story of my trip. In the sense of this was the one, like, it kind of started as, like, a goof between a few of us.
Exactly what I just said.
But then I genuinely, like, as I was, I watched their performance 4 different times throughout the week. So clearly I liked, there was something about it that I enjoyed.
I just think that it
is. And the more I watched it, the more I was like, no, this is genuinely a really great band.
I think if, it would have faded by now if it wasn't for...
I disagree.
Arguing with Sid. Mostly Sid. Let's blame Sid.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, it's Sid's fault.
I think Sid gets you just so peeved, you know, that you have...
No, it had nothing to do with
this
Sid. I genuinely like
this is how you get revenge for him not liking Cynic.
Yeah.
But then I could just talk about Cynic. What is Future... Like, what is that? That doesn't make sense.
You know what doesn't make sense? You like Future. You liking Future Islands.
It totally makes sense. And it makes sense that I get tweets occasionally from live cast fans.
Who are Team Rob.
Who are very much Team Rob on the Future Islands debate. And I love it. We got some this week as well.
I would tell you who should have won a VMA. And that's Little Dicky.
Who's Little Dicky?
You don't know Little Dicky, the Jewish rapper?
No. Do you have
really?
That?
Yeah, I got it here. But I'm surprised you don't know him. He's like kind of viral internet... He's really a good rapper. It's not like he's really good. Yeah. This is called White Dude. Like, it's about being a white dude and having white privilege. This is pretty, like, well-known. I'm surprised you don't.
Nail Walker in the chat goes, Rabba Islands, Rabba Islands. Ah.
Is this a joke or a...
It's comedy, but it's like kind of satire. Like he's
making fun of white people. So.
Shit, I'm living good up in this bitch. Diggy rolling around the city, blowing good up in that weird. I ain't black or Dominican, not Hispanic or Indian. So imprisonment is not a predicament. I envision for a white boy. Holla at your motherfucking kite boy. Higher than a motherfucking kite is high boy. There ain't suspicion to Jews. I show contrition. It's pull a slap on my wrist. Get my daddy to choose. One of them top lawyers. I be rolling around in his crew. I'm eating chops, throwing balling on a carnival cruise. That's
okay.
What I do.
Got it.
I get it.
Much better than Future Islands.
Sounds like a
Sounds like that guy that got drunk at brunch, that clip that you played.
Yeah.
He looks like that owns half of Manhattan.
Yeah. And he looks like he looks
and that is definitely not.
He looks very Jewy. That's not what?
Not as good as Future Island. Sorry.
Well, that's a low bar. Anything's better than Future Island. But he is better than Nicki Minaj for sure.
I would rather listen to that Nicki Minaj song than that rap. That was just like whatever. What was so great about it?
Nothing about it. Because it's funny. The lyrics are funny.
The lyrics weren't that funny. They were right.
You heard three bars of it.
They were just as funny as Nicki Minaj.
I don't care. Don't fucking listen to it. Who the fuck are you? Who are you?
I'm the host of the goddamn live cast.
I'm not a host now?
Oh.
You're also a host.
You're the host?
I'm the host.
All right.
And just like... Hold on.
Oh, fuck.
What is this?
Come on.
Is this Richard Cheese? Cool. Future Island, ladies and gentlemen.
That's just disgusting. Noah, can
you ask for it?
Cut his board. Cut his computer.
No! Give it to me.
You are powerless,
Rob. Come on. Bring it back up.
Carry a fucking note.
Listen to this. I mean, listen. Let's take this opportunity. Listen to how disgusting this is.
This is mixed horribly.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
No one could seriously like this, right? I mean, this is like elevator music. It's like what a 90-year-old person listens to. But it's
dancing
done.
Music.
But it's done by like.
Everyone's jumping up and down. It's a party.
This is a party?
Not consumed! Not
a party.
Mediocre piece of shit!
Yeah, this part's not so bad.
I want five people up on stage!
But the rest of it's...
Hold on, this next part is really good too. Hold on. This part coming up.
No, still so.
Hold on.
I don't like this part.
He's feeling it.
I don't even hear where a different part came in. I'm being serious.
It's all the same stuff.
It just sounded like the same exact part that just continued. I'm not even joking. Did you hear a different part, Noah?
Jennifer, what do you think of that?
I don't like them.
Thank you. You can be honest. I know you're good friends with Rob and you talk all day.
We've never
not
talked
anymore.
About Future Islands. Now he's never even talked to me,
not
and
anymore,
I really have no friends.
The live cast is a place where we...
Safe.
All right,
I changed my mind. I like Future Islands.
Yay! You're dead to me.
I'm kidding.
I want a divorce.
This is harsh. Oh, my God.
Harry, you can't get a divorce.
If you like Future Islands, I'd have to seriously reconsider being in a relationship.
No, that's
but,
not true.
But... I know you're only saying that just because you don't want to make
but
a lot
even
of
if
that.
I did like that, you'd break up with me.
Darren, I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
If you had to be stuck listening to Steve Harvey or Future Islands for the rest of your life.
Steve Harvey. Easy answer.
Oh, my God.
Because Steve Harvey is just talking. He's saying stupid things,
mm-hmm.
but it's not so offensive to my ear to hear his actual voice, though.
But then you wouldn't hear great songs like this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
This is what...
They're slowing it down.
This makes me want to take a drill to the middle of my forehead.
When I hear this, I feel like Steve Harvey after he had the tap water, the room temperature tap water dumped on him.
I feel like I'm getting electrocuted.
Electrocuted.
And when he starts talking like Shlomo.
You
this
better
is,
get
this is fun.
Your ass in this
like,
water.
It's like a Sunday afternoon brunch in the Hamptons.
So awful. Awful, awful.
Future Islands are great. They just released a shirt. I'm going to buy a Future Islands shirt because it's like a drawing of a...
Drawing?
A drawing.
it's
a drawing of a red gourd crack.
I was down at the L&B in the square. And,
it's an illustration.
They had a drawing on the wall there.
Of Dusty Rhodes doing a nose ollie or whatever on a skateboard. On the skateboard it says Future Islands.
Uh-huh.
So it combines my love for Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, daddy, and Future Islands
no,
into
don't,
one t-shirt.
Don't
and
put,
skateboarding?
And
I like Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh, I played that video game.
I've skateboarded.
Really?
I could do it, maybe.
I feel like your foot is like as large as a skateboard. How do you fit both feet?
What would you do if Future Islands were staunch anti-marijuana activists?
Ooh.
Well, I know they're not because I gave them some weed.
I didn't ask you that. I said, what would you do?
I wouldn't smoke weed around them. What? I don't. I don't know. What?
All right.
That wouldn't.
What if you like deconstructed the lyrics and they were anti-marijuana songs, and this whole time you were liking anti-marijuana songs?
What if they were anti-ribs?
Ooh. Oh, then I couldn't listen to them anymore. That's the line.
What if they were vegetarian?
That's fine.
That's what we really have to do is then if we convince him Future Islands is no good, then you won't have to pretend to like them anymore, Jennifer.
That's true.
Why can't I just like Future Islands? Why can't you get off my back?
You can like it, but you know, don't try to tell me it's good.
Why not?
But you're so defensive.
Well, why? No, you're the one. Are the one who brought it up and said they were bad.
No,
I did not
chat.
Bring them up
I didn't
at all.
Bring it up. It was in the chat.
So now you're blaming it on the chat.
I read what was in the chat. It was funny.
Oh,
and you got offended. It was funny. What do you want me to do?
Speaking of funny,
what do you want me to do?
Darren, don't you have clips or something?
Oh, I just played all of them though. It was Steve Harvey. There was one of me too. I'll stand by. Just keep talking.
Okay.
You gotta give me
I'd
a
like
little.
To mention, I'd like to give a shout out to Blake from Pig Destroyer, by the way, a big time listener of the show. He texts me every week about it, and I hung out with him at the barbecue, and we talked about Josh from Wales,
who is the one that sent in all these things, by the way.
And we were talking about how I thought that Josh was from Australia. And we were laughing about it. And then Blake was like, no, Rob, I totally get it. You thought that he was from New South Wales.
Yeah. We said that at the time.
Okay. But just he was so like, no, it's cool, Rob. You were just thinking New South Wales. And
he
then
gave
I was
you a pass.
And then I was like, yeah, that's it. And I'm like, what? Like, I was like, no, I definitely wasn't. Before that, like, I know that we talked about it. But I was like, no, before we had that conversation, I didn't even know
that
really that New South Wales was a thing.
It's like a state. It's like New
yeah,
Jersey.
Yeah. No, I understand. Like New Jersey.
Yes.
Or New York.
But less smelly than New Jersey.
Rob went to the Wales Wikipedia after the show and studied up, so he never makes that mistake again.
What's the
again?
Capital of Wales?
Newfoundland?
Incorrect.
Whale City? Whale City, Wales.
Is it Cardiff? I don't even know.
Dolphins? Dolphins whale? Different whales.
I don't know what it is.
Cardiff.
Is it Cardiff? I said it.
You did say it.
I said it tentatively, like I wasn't sure. But
Darren
I did say
is
it.
Not only the funniest person that I know, he's also the smartest person that I know.
Jennifer is the smartest person I know, I think.
Oh,
really?
You passed the baton.
Well, she's saying that because we joke around.
Well, he hangs out with a bunch of stoners.
He always jokes that I'm like the biggest ditz.
You are a ditz. You are. You can be. You say ditzy things, but that doesn't mean you're stupid. It's just funny. It's like funny in the moment.
He has a ditz list of me, of all the stupid
things
I say.
Well, let's be fair. You were a 50% partner in creating that ditz list.
All right, it's fine.
Because you think it's funny. Don't pin it all on me like I'm a scumbag. You and Rob teaming up on me. I don't like Future Island.
Uh-oh.
I think you're a ditz.
I bet they're messaging each other under the table.
We're texting each other.
We're going to go look at Carl Langan.
Lagerfeld.
We're going to go to the Chanel shop after this and giggle at his designs.
They're going to apply bronzer to each other.
We're going to put on some gloves, some shades.
Did you find that clip, Darren?
Huh?
Did you find
I got all of them, yeah. I played the Steve Harvey ones, but just to give them... These are from Josh, by the way.
Thanks, Josh.
I feel like I'm getting electrocuted.
You get almost twitching when you hear that.
What you looking at?
Darren and I were talking about this before the show started, and like
you made a great point.
The point that I made was that the whole purpose of the Ice Bucket Challenge is that you feel what it's like to have ALS.
Yeah, temporarily.
Right. So so, like, he's being, like, so, like, disgraceful about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what a fucking... I didn't even realize there was so many other things to pick apart in that video. I didn't even realize that he's reacting to the ice bucket like a fucking minstrel show, jumping all over like a retard. And this is like an ALS person suffering. You're going through
he's
that. You're
one of them.
It's like when Rush Limbaugh did the Michael J. Fox with the Parkinson's shaking all over the place.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. I bet he didn't even donate.
So you'd rather listen, this guy's talking Future Island still?
Well, just tonally, I'm saying. I feel like at least he's...
But think about how much rage you would have just from hearing his voice.
Believe me.
You have more rage from hearing... your description would be elevator rock.
It's not even rock. It's not even rock.
You're not. It isn't rock. Yeah.
We agree on that at least.
There's no guitar. You're right.
Is that why? I just thought it was just because it was so bland and boring.
Oh well.
It's like 80s pop music or something.
It's not even 80s pop music. Is good. It's like 60s adult contemporary standards.
Whatever it is, I'm into
done badly.
I'm into it.
It's like Perry Como. You know Perry Como?
My mother loves Perry Como.
Okay, there you go.
I should play Future Island.
So maybe Rob's mom played that for him as like a little, as a young boy, and that explains
in
why
the womb.
That's why he likes Future Island.
Mm-hmm. I could get into that, but I also like the growl.
Yeah, Perry. It's like
the Perry Como growl.
Also Pat Boone. It's like Pat Boone.
Oh, I can't stand Pat Boone.
You ever have that thing that he did when he covered Metallica?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Awful. That's what Future Island sounds like. But they add growls because they're so kitschy.
Because like,
he's so passionate.
Yeah. No, it's like they were just searching for like the most absurd thing that they could apply growls to.
No, they're all for real, man. They keep it real. But, yeah.
What if you had to listen
you
to Steve Harvey?
You better get your ass in this water.
I had to listen to Steve Harvey what?
Singing Future Island songs.
that would be Darren's like hell.
That's me. I did something horrible in my life, and I have to be tortured with that for the rest of eternity. That's my little room. Like some people would be swimming in a river of shit or whatever. I'd have to listen to Steve Harvey singing Future Islands.
Oh my gosh.
With Lou Reed. All right, that's that. And then there's two more drops. Here's one.
I used to love S.A. Where are you putting your dick?
I would just get on top of them and then pull my pants down.
What?
I don't even remember the content.
Pretty sure that was from last week.
What did I would just get on top of them and then pull my pants down.
I remember hearing that and thinking that would be a good drop. So.
That was Rob talking about...
The Future Islands concert.
Oh, no. Sid's worst nightmare.
Oh. Well, there you have it. Those are the drops. Thank you very much, Josh.
Nice.
And also, last week's drops were courtesy of Spanky. I screwed up the attribution on the show, and I felt like a real dick. I apologized to him in an email, but I wanted to say
Josh is saying... talking about the guy fucking the dead bodies. That's what mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
We love you, Spanky.
Yes, Spanky. I'm really sorry, and thank you.
Although your passion for collecting photos of me is a little off-putting.
What?
Is that true?
Hey, he likes having photos of me in different reactions, I guess,
how do you
for
know
photoshopping.
That?
He said it before.
Oh.
He's done, like, weird photoshops of my face.
Oh, did he
have
do
we
the...
seen
no,
them?
That was you. I was going to say the Katy Perry one.
No, that wasn't.
Oh.
He photoshopped himself onto Katy Perry's body for the like the still shot when it plays on YouTube. You see him as Katy Perry.
It's great.
Oh, the cum song. I feel like, Rob, your position on tasting the cum is the same as your position on Nicki Minaj. Like, it's like, I don't like it, but it's fine. No big deal.
I didn't say I don't like it.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I will agree that it's like a very vapid song. It's like I said, it's disposable, but it's fine.
I come.
Come is it's like I said, it's disposable.
That's very close to Lee 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 when you do that. Jennifer, you're offended when we say
I'm
Lee,
offended.
Lee, Lee.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
Someone in the chat earlier also said that it was I did a bad Arab impression, and it came out Indian.
What did it sound like?
Oh, I don't know. How are you doing? I know. I admit that I don't do it well, but it wasn't meant to be racist. It was,
you were doing your best.
I can't do that impression very well. I should leave it to one of you to do it.
I can't do any impressions.
You both looked right at Rob.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that's Indian. I hear it, but yeah. When I'm doing it, my brain doesn't process it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's just do it as Morgan Freeman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That does not sound Arabic at all.
I don't know.
Arabic is like from the back of the throat.
Jennifer, do a Guyanese accent.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
At the elbow.
The elbow. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a very safe. It's at the elbow.
Wow, Dan, you're almost there.
It's a very safe. It's no bums. It's very good.
So and,
you can also...
That almost sounds a little bit Arabic.
It's just like the LX. You can just, just buy things in the airport, do the free.
For Jewish.
Do the free. You can buy like Sony Walkman. Very good. Very good. Works. Very nice. Last long. only $29.90. All right. Well.
I can't believe the show's over already. This one really flew by.
It's been over for quite a while.
Yeah, we're 8 minutes over currently.
Like 5:40.
Oh.
It's going to be.
That's when you started recording. That's when you. That's when you started talking.
Burn.
Just
burn.
Kidding. Just kidding.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week.
Thanks to Jennifer.
When I will
back.
Be a year older.
I don't think that's true.
That's how it works, right?
Rob's going to be coming in with a cane.
Be a little reverse Ben Button type of bitch. A reverse Ben Button.
What?
I don't know. All right. We're going to get out of here. Right. Thank you, Jennifer, for stopping by, hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
And being the second biggest Future Islands fan here on the
that
show.
Is probably true, right?
What?
You're the second biggest Future Islands fan
yeah.
by default.
At the moment, yeah.
You hate that.
I mean, if Vince Neilstein was here or Bob from Relapse Records, you'd be third.
It's just because she's heard them the least of all of us, though.
I guess that's true.
Thank goodness. You're lucky. Because I love
I
you.
I only know them from the show.
Yes. And we're doing a disservice to the people of America and the world.
See you next week!